Thank you, Madam Chairperson. And my delegation really welcomes this opportunity to engage with this committee in an informal mood. We think these discussion items are quite important. I'll go directly to the first item that was discussed, and this is regarding the Summit of the Future. My delegation agrees with you, Chair, that we should ensure that inclusion is at the core of the UN's vision for the future. Jamaica remains committed in this process, and this is particularly with consideration for our role as co-facilitators on the Declaration on Future Generations. And that declaration, as you have acknowledged, emphasizes in its iterations that the full and equal participation of persons with disabilities in the society and all decision-making processes remains indispensable, and it is critical to ensuring that no person living with a disability is left behind. It was in this context that we further welcomed the opportunity at the 17th conference of the state parties to this convention, which was held in June of this year, focused on rethinking disability inclusion in the context of international policies, which also provided some insight and recommendations for how we would treat with influencing the discussions and resolutions as it relates to the Summit of the Future within the context of ensuring greater protection and promotion of the human rights of persons living with disabilities. Having heard you though, Chair, we take good note of the recommendations that you have made in your intervention this morning, particularly on the need to advocate for improvement in the text. Of course, we readily accept that there's always room for improvement. And so in this regard, we've noted what you've stated, inclusive health measures, including a reference to children with disabilities as it relates to investment for universal health coverage, as well as increased investment in inclusive education with a specific focus on children with disabilities. We'll be sure to convey this to colleagues in Capitol and also in New York as we continue with this discussion. And finally, just to also agree, my delegation supports the point made that we can negotiate a brilliant document. However, the implementation, effective implementation, will be critical. And again, in closing, I reiterate my government's commitment in this regard. Thank you.